providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hope you guys enjoyed the top of the hour news. I hope you're getting better news than we are up here in the Northwest. And I know that you are, because our syndicate happens to be very, very cognizant of the news situation that's going on right now. Jimmy, I wanted you to continue on where you were going here before we took a break, a necessary break for the news. You were talking about Jill Biden wanting to be the first lady. You're talking about Joe Biden not supporting his son to get better, et cetera, et cetera. Continue on, will you?
Yeah, so like I say, it's all about power and politics right now. And Joe Biden throughout the primary showed in multiple occasions in public appearances, in debates, that he was not capable of actually running the country. But a few key people, and I will say, you know, one of the most important ones was right here in South Carolina, where I'm recording this from, with the James Clyburn. Yep. James Clyburn managed to get the black vote out to turn the tide for a failing Biden campaign in the primary. And of course, with the other options out of the Democratic Party, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, the Kamala Harris, a very weak field of Democrats.
Right.
This looked like, hey, Joe Biden, the old school guy, everyone knows Joe, he's a good guy, he'll be fine. But the reality is, the people closest to him knew he was in the circumstances that he is,
yeah,
mentally and physically. And actually encouraging and coordinating his efforts to try to take power as the facade of something underneath behind the scenes that would run the country, and he's supposed to be the figurehead, that has dramatic implications to the United States right now. And we're all beginning to feel it. There is lack of decision making at the top. You've got quiet infighting on the Democratic side, even between the vice president's office and the president's office, Kamala Harris and her staff leaving in droves. You've got, media actually finally having to come out and say things are so bad they have to question his competence. And the mainstream media, which is very much protected him throughout the primary and the election campaign. And even some Republicans, there's a tape out from Lindsey Graham right here from South Carolina, senator from South Carolina, saying that, Joe Biden might be the guy to stabilize things. And now he's admitting that that was a huge mistake publicly to say. But look, there were Republicans out there that were undermining the president because of his concerns over voter fraud, which are turning out to be quite valid concerns.
Right.
And that is where we're faced with this fake leadership, fake executive branch right now that is not responsive, as we said earlier on, to the public or the polling, and somehow think they can lie their way through these issues that are really damaging America right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not sure that we can put up with this for much longer and survive as a nation.
Yeah. I don't know how we can, Jimmy, sorry. I don't know how we can. And I've been thinking about Biden. But I tell you, I don't know how we can. America has slipped to the point where when people who have predicted that the democracy in America will not last much longer, I have to say that that appears to be the direction that we are going into. And it appears to be the direction that we're going into primarily, in my opinion, Jim, I think you can all sum it up in three words: lack moral values. Comments?
Yeah, I think it's, what we're seeing, when you don't have moral values, then corruption fills the void, fills the vacuum.
Right.
Individuals start making decisions based on their own interests, how they think things should be. And the high moral ground people, the Mitt Romneys, Lindsey Graham's another example.
Right.
They think that they have a higher moral standard. So they didn't like Donald Trump, or they don't like the way
right.
things are going, because they want to be, they think things should be going well. But the reality is, they're politicians. They're just, like anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
They don't realize how far the opposition is willing to go to undermine the nation in order to achieve power. And that weakness, that inability to see the fight that's actually out there, the fight that Donald Trump was fighting for 5 years, the year before he was elected and the 4 years he was in office, that fight is becoming clear that you have to be able to stand strong. And I agree, we need to maintain our moral values. But at the same time, you've got to question the corruption and the corruption leadership. And there's no place that's more important right now in America than to identify the problems with the 2020 election and probably systemic problems that have been there for a long time. And there's a lot of facts coming out showing that there was credible questions and Americans should be very concerned about.
They should be very concerned. Let me take it one step farther. I'm going to make a statement that a lot of the press certainly has been very reticent to say this, but I'm going to say this about Mitt Romney. Okay, I know a lot of LDS people, and I have to say I know a little bit about their faith. I don't agree with their faith, but so what? That's Al Corlin. I personally agree with many of their moral values, and I have to say that I think that the reason, for example, that Mitt Romney is so anti-Trump, rightly or wrongly, is because he believes that the moral values of his particular faith are directly in contrast, contradictory to those of Donald Trump. If that's what he believes, more power to him, but I think he's wrong.
Well, and I think what's happening is people did not, especially conservatives, people like Mitt Romney, and I don't even know, say, if he's a conservative anymore. He's voted in some very strange ways.
Right.
But, you know, he's also appealing to his base. And, you know, Salt Lake used to be a very conservative place, but it's not anymore. It's kind of a wacko town.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, it's moved very far to the left.
Yeah.
And so he's appealing to his constituency like every politician does. But at the same time, he doesn't understand, and many people didn't understand what was going on with the corruption in D.C. In fact, they're comfortable with it because that's how they get paid off. That's the way things work. They understand it better. Mitch McConnell understands it better. You know, Kevin McCarthy understands it better than Trump did. So they make these comments and these statements. And unfortunately, that it is undermining any ability to coordinate or actually work together to solve and face real issues.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of those people actually were happy that Trump left office. Lindsey Graham said so in that little tape that's been released recently.
Yeah.
You know, and the problem is we have to have someone willing to put back integrity into the system. And maybe it's not, you do not hire a priest to go to a gunfight.
No.
You need a soldier. You need someone willing to fight.
Right.
And, you know, and all the media misalignment on Trump and others like him others that were trying to destroy him is now becoming part and parcel of every single political campaign, left or right. And the reality is someone's got to stand up and stop the corruption inside there. And we've got to come to the bottom of what happened. And I think 2000 Mules, Dinesh D'Souza's movie, and True the Vote investigations are a good start for that. People should take a look at that and watch that movie and realize all the facts, the video, the truth that's out there, that something very seriously happened in 2020. In November, and we have to get to the bottom of it, or we will never have a nation. And I'm praying that people will do it, that they'll stand up, because it is about us. This government belongs to us. It's not them. There is no they. We allow it to happen. It's our fault if they continue to take our rights away and we don't do anything about it.
Yeah. Well, I want to wrap this up just by saying one thing, because we've only got about 25 seconds here, and that is a couple of movies that I think you simply have to see. Now, 2000 and Mules, I think, is a critical movie. It really provides food for thought. You have to watch it. Now, I want to say Sean Penn, who a lot of people don't agree with, also put out a very important movie about Ukraine. You got to watch that, too, you guys. Stick around. I'm going to be right back with Jose Nino.